The cost and value of a college education have been under scrutiny amid what can be crippling levels of student debt. That's also been true in some cases for online university degrees of dubious quality and outcomes. Special correspondent Fred DeSam-Lazaro reports on one effort to create an accessible, affordable, and global university, one that's getting attention as an online alternative. It's part of our series, Rethinking College.
For millions of would-be students just about anywhere in the world, higher education feels out of reach.
It is very upsetting to see how much college costs.
Too expensive or scarce.
I was in the refugee camp.
Even forbidden.
I was trying to hide it to keep myself safe.
From very different worlds, all three of these young and younger people attend or attended the University of the People, an accredited institution nominally based in California, but fully online, with more than 150,000 students in 200 countries and territories, about 20,000 of them in the U.S.
We are the best alternative, because they have no other alternative.
Shai Reshef founded the nonprofit in 2009, a time when the online education industry was dominated by for-profit schools.
Technical Institute can help graduates prepare for careers.
Several were sanctioned or forced out of business for deceptive advertising and substandard academics that also saddle students with crippling debt. Shai Reshef himself founded and later sold an international online education firm, one not mired in controversy, he notes. He says he wanted to use his experience to give back.
Open source technology, open educational resources, professors who put their content on the net for the rest of the world to use for free, and the new phenomena where people were willing, and especially professors, to help students with their homework for free. That's a university.
The University of the People is tuition-free, but it's not totally free. A variety of fees can add up to about $5,000 for a bachelor's degree. But that, the university says, makes it accessible to millions of prospective students who could not otherwise afford a college education. And besides, they have up to 10 years to complete their degree.
The very first time, my impression was like, just like an online scam, something like that.
You thought it was a scam.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
23-year-old Maung Soya Dulla fled Myanmar amid ethnic cleansing campaigns against that country's Rohingya minority. With his parents and five siblings, he found safety in neighboring Bangladesh, but in a refugee camp, not much more.
No, I'm a student at University of the People.
Like more than half the University of the People students, Maung received a scholarship, though attending was not easy.
I do not have access to internet in my home, so I needed to go to a top of a mountain.
So you had to go up to this higher level to get a signal, basically.
Yeah, the internet connection.
If we can raise $100 million, we can educate 1 million students.
Reshef has relied largely on philanthropic funding and an occasional surprise, like the $3.8 million Yidan Prize awarded annually in Hong Kong for innovation in education. But principally, he's counted on volunteers.
I'm a volunteer. I did not know how well it will work. I was shocked. There is a lot of goodwill out there.
The first round of deans.
I wanted to reach a population that I wasn't reaching in my day job, so to speak.
Dalton Conley is a professor at Princeton University and leader in the emerging field of social genomics. Audra Watson works at a civic engagement institute in Princeton, New Jersey. Both are deans at the University of the People, among some 47,000 academics who volunteer to help students unable otherwise to afford college.
I went to teachers college, and at that time, years ago, it was at least $40,000. I'm still paying off my student loans. There are so many people that feel like they can't afford it.
Students get a great education, but it's a very different experience than going to a brick-and-mortar institution where you get to have a lot more face-to-face interaction.
But offerings are limited, focused on degrees with strong job markets. Associate and bachelor's in business administration, computer science and health science, master's in business administration, information technology and education.
We have very lean budget. So we give the students everything that is a must for them to have great education. Very little beyond that. So, you know, extracurricular activity, football teams, you know, we don't have all these.
Students must pass an entrance exam to assess their readiness. Classes are taught in English and, for Middle Eastern students, Arabic. They're small, 20 to 30 students, and demand a 20-hour weekly commitment per course. It's rigorous, but students can adjust their course load to fit their varied circumstances.
I was in my sixth semester at university. The Taliban came to power.
23-year-old Maliha was studying civil engineering at the University of Kabul, Afghanistan, when everything changed.
The first thing that they did was that they said that women are not allowed to go to schools and universities.
To continue their education, she and more than 4,000 other women began studying in secret with the University of the People.
On those dark days that I was at home and couldn't do anything for my future, University of the People was like a light in my darkest days.
If we have this online education that can reach people wherever they are, we should embrace it and bring the education to them, because they cannot afford higher education. The U.S. is the best example.
Tens of thousands of Americans every year take the GED. Half of them go on to some kind of post-secondary, and price is really powerful.
Paul LeBlanc recently retired as president of Southern New Hampshire University, a traditional school that has also become a leading provider of online education. The business has come a long way, he says, with improved academic rigor and standards. University of the People fills an important void, he says.
These are some of the least well-served learners on the globe, and they don't have another choice. And Shai came up with a model that may not look like a traditional university, but gives them the essential piece of what they need, which is that educational pathway.
It's really upsetting to see that education is kept behind a paywall.
Chris Burgess grew up in a poverty-stricken home where survival took priority over education. Years later, he opened a health food restaurant in Asbury Park, New Jersey, but struggled during and after the pandemic.
We weren't seeing results. We had no way to understand why.
2 years into a business administration degree at the University of the People, he says he's already gained insight into who and where exactly his customers are and market accordingly, in doctor's offices treating diabetics, for example.
We partnered with local doctors and created specific flyers for them to show them, if your client has bad news, if they can order online, you just hone in on the people who are actually going to contribute back to the business and create a relationship.
And you can track this to your education at the University of the People.
100%.
Maliha and Maung Soyodullah also credit their University of the People credentials for a huge boost to their aspirations. Maliha was able to flee Afghanistan last fall and, on scholarship, now attends graduate school in the U.S. So does Soyodullah, who arrived last August and is now enrolled in a second bachelor's program at New York University. Both hope to return someday to help bring stability to their distressed homelands.
I saw that you actually take people and give them the education. Their future is totally different.
It's a true honor to address this graduating class.
His university's degree completion rate is around 25% and rising, he says, tracking with online universities overall, lower in part because students, many in difficult circumstances, have up to 10 years to finish. So far, about 18,000 have graduated, 80% of them employed in fields related to their degrees. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Fred DeSanlazaro in New York City.